Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch my drift. Joining me in studio today? Nobody. Just you and me, Derek, hanging out, doing our thing. And we've got a lot to cover today, though, so let's take care of a little business. First off, sponsor this half hour will be The Current newspaper. If you're not advertising in The Current, you need to be. You can grow your business like we've grown ours. We've gone from 5,000 circulation in 2007 to 24,000 circulation today. So if you want to learn to grow, if I can grow a newspaper in that number of years, you can certainly grow your business much easier than growing a newspaper, right? They keep saying print is going out of business. Well, not in our neck of the woods. We seem to be doing all right. So give me a holler at 734-629-6010. If you want to advertise in The Current, we can still get you into the February edition. So give us a holler, and you can check out The Current. It's because you get online as well as in the print edition. Current, that's CourantOnline.com, CurrentOnline.com. So check it out. Okay, so let's take a look at a bunch of stuff today. But the first thing, I had a few emails from listeners talking. They wanted to talk Flint, and I'm kind of all Flint watered out because I've done it this week during my podcast in the mornings. And, you know, I don't feel sorry for Rick Snyder at all. I think, you know, the fact that those of us who have been conservative have said he's a rhino. You know what, Rick? If you'd gone in to the government and had taken care of business, you might have gotten rid of those losers at the DEQ who weren't doing their job, right? It's that simple. There's a reason we say small government is better. You get to keep a handle on the important things. Get rid of the things that aren't so important. I mean, let's take a look at the DEQ. Derek, who was the farmer that got driven out of business because he was raising a certain type of hog and the DEQ was wasting? I spent millions of dollars between him and the poor farmer that had to, you know, he lost his farm because they didn't like the type of pigs he was raising. It was hurting the environment. Why don't you focus? Do you know who that was, Matt?
Mark Baker.
Mark Baker, that's it. That poor guy lost his farm. The DEQ hammered him for years because he was raising a pig that they didn't think was suitable for the environment. And yet you didn't spend any time checking the water quality out of the Flint River? Hey, come on. This is what is wrong with government, be it at the state level or be it at the federal level. You know, and the media and the left wing and that fat jack wagon Michael Moore out there calling for, and Cher too, calling for the arrest of Rick Snyder, you know, for doing this. Great. He admitted he was, the buck stops with him. That's great. But you know what? How about Barack Obama and his EPA? How about Gina McCarthy at the EPA? Let's see, Gina McCarthy finally took a little time away from trying to close down the coal industry in this nation to accept the resignation of the Environmental Protection Agency's top Midwest official, and that was Susan Hedman, who knew about this as far back as, April 2015, and didn't seek legal recommendations until November. All right, so, you know, don't just blame Rick Snyder. Don't just blame the Michigan DEQ. You've got to blame, how about this? I driving into the station today, I heard down in Northwest Ohio, there's another town that's got some lead issues going on in the water. They just discovered that. Could it possibly be that the entire nation's infrastructure is old? We used pipes and lead in our pipes? And that everything's just breaking down because we don't put money into infrastructure? We're so busy trying to close down coal plants that we're forgetting about the important things. Water. Infrastructure, roads, bridges. The government's supposed to be focusing on those important issues. And yet here we are trying to get green energy going, trying to close down coal plants. This is what's wrong when a government grows out of control. When we've said this a million times, I just, you know, let the government shut down. And this is why Republicans, including our own congressmen, need to say, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid of a shutdown. Because in the end, you only shut down, what did they say, 15% in these shutdowns that everybody's so scared about. Government is too big. They're so big and awkward and bulky, they're not focusing. They've lost complete priorities. They're so deep in the weeds on stupid things that they're forgetting about the main things. Fresh water. The people of Flint need fresh water. And Flint, mind you, has been run by Democrats for decades and decades, just like City of Detroit. Okay? You're so worried about who's getting what that you forget about the important things in life. How long before Detroit has this issue? Now, maybe we got a better water system and they're not putting all the chemicals to kill the fecal. You know what? Spend that millions of dollars you spent trying to put Mark Baker out of business and remediate the Flint River so there's not feces in it. Okay? Do something right, state of Michigan. Do something right, EPA. Focus on the things that are important. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's asking too much, Derek, is it?
No, not at all.
It's ridiculous. Hedman and Miguel de Toro, who worked for the EPA, knew about this. Miguel knew about it as far back as February and confirmed his suspicions in March. And so what happened to the disconnect between the EPA, the DEQ, and Governor Snyder? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But I'm not trying to defend the Republicans or Rick Snyder or anything else. This is an important issue, and I think it's important because it's probably not just Flint. And I think you're going to see this pop up. Now that the public's aware of it, people are going to start testing their water and go, oh my goodness, we're going to probably have lead issues in just about every older major city in America, be it Boston, be it New York, be it anywhere. It's going to probably happen because a lot of our old plumbing had lead in it. It's just the way it is. Okay, so let's jump on to the Democrats in the Senate, because I'm going to hold our two Michigan U.S. senators, that's Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, accountable today on this show. The Senate, if you haven't been paying attention, with the Oscar crap and all that other stuff that people keep trying to push aside or push on us as being important, the Senate did two things this week. And it was the Democrats, under the wise leadership of Harry Reid, who failed to have the Senate override Obama's environmental veto. Now, this is the EPA regulation, Waters of the U.S. Rule. This is allegedly to protect streams and wetlands that affect water quality and would more precisely define waters protected by the Clean Water Act. But ranchers, farmers, and states, as well as just plain old property owners like you and I, argue that it gives a federal agency unprecedented authority over drainage ditches, ponds, those temporary little water huddles that happen in the spring. And believe me, I've owned property before. It's happened to me. You get a couple of these little reeds. What do they call those reeds with the brown? The cattails, right? You get a cattail growing in a ditch. All of a sudden, it's environmentally vulnerable. You know, cattails are weeds, folks. I'm sorry to tell you that. And they have the tenacity to grow in just about anything. So if you've got a little depression on your property and you don't take the care of those cattails and get them out of it, pretty soon your local Washtenaw agency or county agency or the state's going to say, oh, you got a little wetland on your property. Having wetland on your property, if you're a property owner of a nice chunk of property, maybe you want to develop it down the road or something, having wetland on your property is the biggest liability you can have. It really is. Because and you may see it all the time. You'll drive past a piece of property that somebody wants to develop, and there's this little staked out area around the spring puddle, and they're calling it a wetland. You can't put a parking lot there. That's environmentally sensitive. No, it's not environment. You know, I don't know what's environmentally sensitive? The Flint River, filled with feces and chemicals. That's environmentally sensitive. It just aggravates me. I don't know if I can make it through the show, Derek. I'm so, right now, the way I feel. All right, well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about another plan that the Democrats killed in the Senate. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
America may have issues. Someone once said of our country that we have tall buildings but short tempers, wide freeways but narrow viewpoints. We spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy less. We have bigger houses but smaller families, more conveniences but less time. We drink too much, smoke too much, spend too recklessly, laugh too little, drive too fast, get too angry, stay up too late, get up too tired, read too little, watch TV too much, and pray too seldom. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We've done larger things, but not better things. We've cleaned up the air, but polluted the soul. We've conquered the atom, but not our prejudice. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but we communicate less and less. We say, God bless America, yet there are things we can do to bless America. We can be good citizens, go to church, vote, be patriotic, salute the flag, sing the national anthem, show courtesy to all people, pay our taxes, respect the law, thank a police officer, and please don't park in handicapped parking places when you're not handicapped. I am Pastor Richard Dietering, bringing you a moment of clarity.
Hey, could you give me a ride to the airport?
Sorry, I've already got plans.
But I haven't even told you what day yet.
Does this sound familiar? The only worst question is, can you help me move? Nobody wants to help you move. And nobody wants to take you to the airport. Except, of course, Jeff Vega of Vega Transportation. Jeff's been doing this for more than a decade and knows how to make you arrive in style, on time, at the right place, 24/7. Call Jeff Vega at Vega Transportation today at 810-227-6500. That's 810-227-6500.
You know, friends, a wise man once said, he said something. I can't remember what it is right now, but that's not important. This is Theron inviting you to join me for the Bone Conduction Music Show. It's a rockin' show on the radio, and we use only the finest ingredients, and we've been doing business in the same location since 1842. Join me here for the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Okay, welcome to The Drift. Thanks for tuning in today. It's a beautiful Sunday or Saturday, and it's sunny outside. It's hard to believe that just a few hundred miles to the east of us are getting plowed with 2 feet of snow. It's crazy. Even, you just wouldn't think about it. Normally we get some clouds out of a storm like that, but we got nothing, Derek. It's nice and sunny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's thankfully we're not getting pummeled like the East Coast. With that, we can always be thankful for being in Michigan. We always seem to dodge those huge storms.
We do. And I sometimes wonder if it's got something to do with the lakes, the Great Lakes around us, because they seem to slide north or slide south of us. We're very lucky. It's been a great winter, so I'm not going to complain. I think I've only had to shovel two or three times this year, and it's been nothing to really complain about. So, all right, well, we're talking about the Democrats, and this is why I'm urging you not to vote for Democrats this time around, either at the congressional level or at the presidential level. Our own two Democrats, Senator Gary Peters and Senator Debbie Stabenow, both voted to kill an override in the Senate of Obama's EPA executive rules, which kind of affects all of us if we're property owners. It affects wetlands and ditches and mud puddles and those seasonal puddles. So it's pretty horrendous that this is going to go through, and I hope it ends up back in court at some point to kind of stop it again. But there's another thing they did this week, and this is probably even more heinous because this actually affects your safety. Now, a bipartisan refugee bill was passed by not only the House, but by the Senate, okay? And what this did was put more protections into place for refugees coming from Syria. And you ought to be mad about this because Obama vetoed it, of course. He wants to bring in wholesale another 300,000 Syrian refugees. And but this would have been just some common sense rules from from having the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, look at these people and make sure that they were more safe to bring into the country. And we've got a track here, Derek. Let's start with track one, which talks about this. Listen to this.
The Senate is poised to vote on a bill Wednesday that would make it harder for Syrian and Iraqi refugees to come to the United States by tightening the vetting process for those applying for refugee status. If approved, the bill would require the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Director of National Intelligence to certify to Congress that each of the refugees seeking asylum in the U.S. does not pose a security threat. But many Democrats, including President Barack Obama, say the vetting process currently in place is strict enough and that the bill would make it harder to provide a safe haven for those fleeing war zones.
Okay, having the FBI and the DHS certify that these people are safe and not terrorists, because ISIS has said we're hiding terrorists inside these refugees, this migration. They've already said it. We've seen it in Germany and in Europe. It's happening. And yet Barack Obama vetoed this common sense bipartisan bill. This was a bill supported by both Democrats and Republicans. The good Democrats, the common sense ones, the ones that care about you as a citizen of the United States, unlike those like Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, who care more about refugees from another country than they do about you, your wives, your children, your daughters and sons. I want you to call Debbie Stabenow. I'm going to give you her the heck with the Washington number. I want you to call Lansing because that's kind of more of where their campaign people are. This is maybe the way to get her to wake up to the fact that she's not protecting America. It's her duty as a U.S. senator to do that. Debbie Stabenow's phone number, take this down, 517-203-1760. That's 517-203-1760. I'm going to put those up on the website later today, thedailydrift.com. And you should also call Gary Peters' office, also in Lansing area, 517-377-1508. This is a call to action. I'm asking you, plug those two numbers into your phone. Put it in your cell phone. Call them up in the morning, call them up in the evening, on your way to work, on your way home from work, and just leave a message. They do count the numbers. You'll probably never get a chance to talk to Debbie. You'll talk to some idiot staffer who thinks that having another 300,000 Syrian refugees is a great thing. Why? Because they're going to vote for Debbie Stabenow. And they're going to vote for Gary Peters. That's why they think it's a great thing. You want to talk about the most selfish, self-centered people in the world? It's those two U.S. senators. They know they're losing you as a voter. They know they haven't performed for the lower income people in this state. They haven't performed to help union guys in this state. They haven't performed to help African Americans who are suffering from, what, a 50% unemployment rate in Detroit? You're not getting helped by these people. And so you're not voting for them, or you're slowly starting to not vote for them. So what are they going to do? Instead of helping you, which would be the normal thing a person would do, and changing their tune, they're just going to go for more voters. Does it not tell you something when Democrats want to bring in wholesale immigration? They want to increase legal immigration, and they don't want to do anything to stop illegal immigration. They want the voters. They want new voters. No matter what games they play or what things they say to the media and the media covers up for them, they are destroying America. You want to know why your wages are no better now than they were 10 years ago? Pretty simple. Because there are more people looking for the same job that you have or are looking for. And when supply of people outstrips the number of jobs, wages go down. They certainly don't go up. It's simple economics, folks, for crying out loud. We need to stop immigration, or at least curb it down, put a halt to it. When Donald Trump said, let's stop all Muslim immigration, that's not far enough in my book. We're bringing 1 million legal immigrants into this country every year. At the same point, we've got 94 million people not in the workforce. And I'm not saying those are just people that retire and that's why they're not in the workforce. I'm talking about people who have given up. They can claim they have a 5% unemployment rate right now. That's a load of bull and you know it. That's total crap. You can call into me, 734-822-1600, if you agree with me, or if you disagree with me. If you disagree with me, I'm happy to listen. I'm the most reasonable guy in the world. I love to listen to people. But I have yet to have somebody make that cohesive argument to me that immigration is good for the United States of America right now. If we had a burgeoning population that was getting smaller and we needed people to work, yes, that's when you bring in immigration. But we don't need, we've got more than enough people, not enough jobs, not enough resources. We've got veterans living on the street because we're not taking care of them. Immigration is not only a national security threat, it's an economic threat. And it's the reason why so many people are unemployed, underemployed, and not getting increases in their wages. And thank Donald Trump. You guys can say whatever you want. I know I've got listeners who just hate Donald Trump. They think he's a progressive. They think he's got the Democratic background. He's done whatever. I understand all that. But it doesn't matter if Donald Trump dropped out tomorrow. He's done the biggest favor to this country and the Republican Party by making okay to talk about immigration. You know, when he says you wouldn't be talking about immigration if it weren't for him, that's true. And a lot of people say, bull crap, we've been talking about immigration since Reagan. No, you haven't, you Republicans. Since Reagan's amnesty, you haven't done anything. You mumbled about immigration. You talked about it in the back rooms. But you did nothing, and you got to the point where you were so politically correct, you don't even want to say it. Without Donald Trump, Jeb Bush would never have uttered the words, anchor baby. Those words would not have hit the media if it weren't for Donald Trump. He shifted, single-handedly shifted that Overton window, that window of acceptability by our society, so far back to the right that we're now kind of on track. These are the things we should be talking about. ISIS, immigration, Islam. These things affect the United States of America. They're already adversely affecting Europe. New Year's Eve attacks. We see it all over Twitter. We see it all over Facebook. Muslim men, young, and these are the young, healthy Muslim men immigrating from Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, whatever. And you know what? They don't have the same societal values that we do in the West. They weren't raised on them. They don't believe in them. Many of them have been instructed to abuse women, that women don't count. And where are the, where are the feminists on this? Whatever happened to NOW? Derek, can you look up the National Organization of Women? Look that up and tell me who the president is. It used to be that like Gloria Allred or somebody was big enough and always on TV. I haven't seen a press release from the National Organization for Women in a decade, probably. Where are the feminists? Where are the liberals in this world who believe that women have as much rights as men? And why aren't they standing up? And it's the same for the gay members of our society. How come you're not stepping up and saying, hey, that Islam thing is pretty bad, man. We ought to not be letting more of them in here if they have values like that. Because, you know, I'm a constitutionalist, and I believe gay people have as much rights in this country as anybody else. But let me assure you, if you don't stand up for yourselves and put your hand into the basket with us and try to stop this Muslim thing, you may end up with Sharia in your neighborhood and find yourself getting beaten up. If you're an American and you have values of freedom and equality, you can't believe in Islam. You can't believe in Sharia. You moderate Muslims that don't believe in forcing Sharia and forcing your religion on other people, you need to stand up too. Because in the end, you're the ones that get harmed by this before anybody else. Because it's a thing called backlash. All right. Oh, there we go. Before I could even get into the next rant. Am I ranting today, Derek? I feel like it. This is what happened when Drake's not here to calm me down and put a little humor on things for me. Okay, when we get back, we're going to move on. And I'll hit Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters one more time. But we'll see you on the other side.
We'll be right back. Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's, it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Some 4,900 flights canceled across the country, and the worst far from over in parts of the blizzard-battered East Coast.
16 inches in D.C., and we're still expecting upwards of maybe 6 more inches. Baltimore, 17 inches. New York City, we're getting up there at 14. Not only do we have heavy snow, but wind gusts in excess of 40, even 50 miles per hour along the coast, and that's why we also have coastal flooding.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
Blizzard warning still in effect for 30 million people from D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, southern Connecticut.
There could be a new contender in the fight for the presidency. Reports say that former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said to be weighing a run and police looking for an SUV driver who pulled alongside a car in southern Wisconsin last night, opening fire, killing a 5-year-old boy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The 2016 Senior Resource Guide from Catholic Social Services is now available both online and in print. The free guide provides contact information and phone numbers for a variety of services, particularly for low-income seniors. These include everything from housing information and chore and maintenance help to substance abuse support and emergency services. Last year, Catholic Social Services was able to provide the guide to more than 12,000 individuals. The online version of the directory is available at csswashtenaw.org/seniors and at blueprintforaging.org. Printed copies are available during business hours at Catholic Social Services of Washtenaw County at 4925 Packard Road in Ann Arbor. For more information about the guide, call 734-544-2953. Wigs for Kids provides custom fit, age-appropriate wigs at no cost to Michigan children who are experiencing hair loss as a result of cancer treatment and other medical conditions. To learn more about how your contribution can make a difference in the life of a Michigan child, please call Wigs for Kids at 586-772-6656 or visit www.wigsforkids.org. That's Wigs, the number 4, kids.org. Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, 2950 Packard Road in Ypsilanti, is in need of diapers at the center to give to clients who cannot afford them. To learn more about the Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, including drop-off hours for diapers, call 734-434-3088 or visit women-helping-women.net.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And you can join me ranting today at 734-822-1600. But let's take care of a little business. I've lost track of how many cars I've bought from Brighton Ford. So if you're looking to buy a new or used car, go to Brighton Ford right up the road here in Brighton, Michigan. You can reach them at brightonford.com or 800-494-2175. You can get great deals on tire rotations, oil change packages. They've got some free loaner vehicles with your body work. And let me assure you, if you haven't been up to Brighton Ford lately, they just built this new giant body works shop for accidents and collision. And it's state-of-the-art. It's huge. So go up and see them. They've got some pothole specials. And if you need a coupon, you can go to currentonline.com. That's C-O-U. RANTonline.com and look at the latest edition and print it off and take it into them and say, hey, came out of the current, happy to have it. 800-494-2175. Go to Brighton Ford. Ford.com. And Scott and Todd Spiller run a great Ford dealership, probably one of the best in the nation, if you ask me. They'll really take good care of you. Tell them that Gary sent you. You saw it in the Current or heard it here on the Daily Drift. Okay, so Debbie Stabenow, I was talking about how her and Gary Peters and Harry Reid and the other Democrats really screwed the American people this week. I want you to take this phone number down one more time. Debbie Stabenow, 517-203-1760. That's her phone number in Lansing. Call them and make a stink about them not doing the override of Obama's EPA Waters Act. And not allowing the bipartisan refugee bill to get overridden as well. So Gary Peters, 517-377-1508. And what we do every day on the Drift, or every Saturday on the Drift, is go over the news I put on the Daily Drift. If you're not going there, it's the news you need to know. www.thedailydrift.com. If you're not going there, you should be, because I peruse the internet, get all that information from around the world that you probably don't see on your mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to those stories. So go to thedailydrift.com. Okay, so big news earlier in the week and last week was the prisoner swap. So just as this nuke deal is being cut, four of the five Americans that are allegedly in Iran were released. And, you know, people didn't think that that was part of the arrangement. And the Obama administration all along said, no, it wasn't part of the arrangement. This is something that was separate, was going on the whole time. But four Americans, including Hekmati, I think, is back in Flint now. Somebody might remind him not to drink the water while he's in, when he gets back into town. And they all made it home safely. In exchange, we released seven Iranians who were being held on charges, various charges of financing terrorism and that sort of thing. Plus, 14 other people got kind of off the hook for charges that they were lined up with. So pretty big swap there, you know, seven and that's 21 versus four. And of course, the CIA guy, I forgot his name, is allegedly still there. Now, the reason they're not like cutting him loose is probably he's dead, I'm assuming. Why wouldn't he be part of that? I don't know. Either that or they've tortured him so much they don't want to let him loose because they'll say that. But oddly enough, you know, and I said this earlier in the week, that I bet you there was money exchanged too. And sure enough, comes right out, $1.7 billion of U.S. money was paid out to Iran. The head of Iran, of the Iranian regime's notorious Basij militia, claimed Wednesday that Iran received $1.7 billion from the U.S. in exchange for the release of imprisoned Americans, contradicting the Obama administration and the denial that that the settling of a decades-old legal claim amounted to ransom. Derek, you got track two ready there? All right, this is Josh Earnest, who's the presidential spokesman, being asked a question by the press corps. Let's go with that.
Department of State announced this payment of $1.7 billion to the government of Iran just before the plane carrying the freed Americans landed in Geneva. You're really telling me that this is an absolute coincidence? That this payment just happened to coincide with the precise moment when the American prisoners were flying to freedom?
John, I think we made pretty clear that this is not a coincidence. The fact is, these kinds of diplomatic opportunities...
Because Paul Ryan has suggested this was a ransom payment. I mean, you saw his payment.
He's wrong about that.
But you're saying that this is connected with the freedom of...
What I'm suggesting is that the successful resolution of our concerns about Iran's nuclear program created a series of diplomatic opportunities for the United States that we've capitalized on. And we use that opening and we use that deeper diplomatic engagement to secure the release of five American citizens who are being unjustly held inside of Iran. And we use that diplomatic opening to resolve a long-standing financial claim that the Iranians had against the United States in a way that ultimately saves U.S. taxpayers billions of dollars, potentially up to $6 or $7 billion.
All right, so we're going to start paying ransom in order to save you billions of dollars, America. You know, this diplomatic doublespeak is crap. They paid ransom. You know, decades and decades of Americans saying, we're not going to negotiate with terrorism. We're not going to negotiate with hostage takers. Here it is. We're negotiating. We're paying ransom now. Now, oddly enough, isn't it strange? you heard like right at the beginning of the week, right after this arrangement happened, three more Americans are kidnapped in Iraq. Really? You think, is anybody surprised when that happens? When you decide that it's okay to start paying terrorism by paying for people that you've taken hostage, you don't think you're going to get more hostage taking? It's called behaviorism, folks. You're rewarding them for bad behavior. I know you may have saved these four people from a fate worse than death or whatever, but you're not holding Iran accountable when you pay them. I mean, come on. They're saying it was a claim arising from a pre-1979 weapons supply agreement, plus an additional $1.3 billion in accumulated interest. Listen, when the Ayatollah took over for the Shah and his government took over and the Shah's government went away, that deal died. We don't owe them anything. They took 40 people hostage for 444 days, right? We owe them military equipment from 1979 and interest on it? That's the biggest load of garbage I've ever heard in my life. And this double-speaking moron at the White House makes it seem, hey, it's okay, hey, it's part of a deeper diplomatic relationship. No, it's not, Josh. You just paid ransom. Paul Ryan's right, it's ransom. There's no other way to look at it. $1.7 billion of taxpayers' funds goes to Iran because sanctions come off and because they released the hostages that they've taken. You know, we just heard yesterday morning, North Korea just arrested an American student in North Korea on, I think they're calling it espionage, or he was spouting Christianity, which is forbidden there. You know what? Why wouldn't they? Number one, I don't know why any American student would ever go to North Korea. You got to be unless you're Dennis Rodman and you've got a personal invitation from Kim Jong-un to go play basketball and go party, you ought not be in North Korea. Let me say this again to any of you Christians going over there to push Christianity, stop going to North Korea. I don't know why the United States would even allow somebody to go there. There shouldn't be any flights from anywhere that connect to go into North Korea. If you are traveling overseas now, you have a price on your head. I don't even want to go overseas anymore. I'm tired. I'm worried about it. I don't want to go somewhere and relax. How can you go and relax in Monaco? I certainly wouldn't go anywhere near the Middle East. Not going to Italy. Not going anywhere in the Mediterranean. I'm certainly not going to Germany at this point, right? Not taking my wife to Germany. No way, man. Not with those crazy people running around in the streets. Refugee camps everywhere, people out doing whatever. There was a story I put on the Daily Drift this week. Danish nightclubs are now putting language constraints on people coming into the club. If you can't speak English or Danish or whatever that language they speak there, they're not letting in people because they had a lot of problems with Syrian men coming in and groping the women. And you were seeing it all over Facebook and Twitter, all these. They have to teach many of these immigrants, these Muslim men, not to defecate in showers and not to grope women and all that. You know, if you got to teach somebody like that, they don't really belong here. I mean, these are adults. I don't care what part of the world you're at or where you're from. Some things should be instinctive. This is a civilized world. It's 2016. Women aren't supposed to be chattel. They're not supposed to be groped and raped and abused. That's crazy. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation and talk a little bit more about John Kerry and his Middle East policies. See you on the other side.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors, and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of art is one of the great conversations in your week. Lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization. Yours.
I know it's easy to feel out of control, and even easier to tune out the news you need to know. Yes, it seems the world is exploding in violence, our country is falling apart, and our elected leaders do absolutely nothing to stop it. But you're not alone. I'm Gary Wellings, editor of the Daily Drift and the Current newspaper, where we uphold values of common sense every day. And now you can join in on the conversation by catching the Drift radio show every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. here on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Don't give up and bury your head in the sand. Get educated on the political issues that affect you. Stay informed on current events and find ways to make a difference with us every Saturday on The Drift.
That's The Drift radio show, heard every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600, Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse. You can also tune in by going to whamradio.com.
No shots, no drills, no pain. Got your attention? I'm talking about Dr. Michael Singleton, DDS, in Saline. He's been my family's dentist for almost 30 years, and that's a long time. If you're like most people, fear keeps you from going to the dentist. But now, with the Soleil laser technology, the latest in dentistry, there's no fear. That's right. With Dr. Singleton's Soleil laser, there's no fear in going to the dentist. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's truly amazing. So stop putting off a visit to the dentist and call Dr. Michael Singleton today at 734-429-7415 or stop by at 1081 North Ann Arbor Street in Saline. Online at singletonsmiles.com. No shots, no drills, no pain.
Call Dr. Michael Singleton in Saline today at 734-429-7415. That's 734-429-7415.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch my drift. Well, from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, I'm going to thank Ipsy Ed for sending me a link to about the story about Bill Clinton. Now, it's a big country, and it's a big campaign, and oddly enough, what's the chances, you think, Derek, of Bill Clinton going to speak in Las Vegas at the, let's see, what do they call it here? It's the Advanced Technologies Academy. He happens to be speaking at this academy on the same day the National Porn Convention is being held in Las Vegas. AVN Adult Entertainment 2016 Expo, January 20 through 23rd. You think Bill had anything to say about the date of what speaking engagement he's going to do in Vegas? Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you can see the picture. He's got a big smile on his face. Well, of course he would. He's going to Vegas during the porn convention, which happens to be, as I was told when I was out there for the CME show in November, the biggest convention, the cabbies told me, in Vegas for the entire year is the Adult Entertainment Expo. And that's obviously this year, January 20 to 23rd. I don't know if they do that every year at the same time. But there you go, Bill. Enjoy yourself. I'm sure you're doing great things for Hillary's campaign in Vegas right now. Pretty crazy. Well, let's move on back to John Kerry, who made another startling admission this week. Derek, you got track three ready? John Kerry is at the Davos meeting in Europe, whatever it is. It's kind of like the Bilderberg thing for people. I don't know if it's more acceptable or what it is, but it's where all the bigwigs get together and talk about how they're going to manipulate the world, more than likely. But he had this startling admission about the money that Iran is now getting from the lifting of sanctions. Let's play that.
if it's the least worst outcome, but just to put a fine point on it, do you believe that any of that $55 billion ends up in the hands of terrorists?
I think that some of it will end up in the hands of the IRGC or of other entities, some of which are labeled terrorist. To some degree, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every component of that can be prevented, but I can tell you this. Right now, we are not seeing the early delivery of funds going to that kind of endeavor at this point in time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure at some point some of it will, but that has never made the difference of what is happening there.
Okay, so we just cut him a check, and we haven't seen the money flow to the terrorists yet, but at some point it will. You know, did he not, Derek, am I crazy, did he not say none of this money is going to go to terrorism earlier during the last year when we've been debating this whole Nuke Iran deal? I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
You know, John, how about telling the truth from the get-go, just once in your life? Get the ketchup out of your ears and start telling the truth, for crying out loud. That's all I expect from a government employee. So now they're saying, yeah, we haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it's going to go there. This is the craziest thing, and we elect these people. Can you imagine if we had elected John Kerry as president at any point? Let's move on to track four, Derek, as we get close to the end of the hour here, because despite all the crap going on with this Iran nuke deal and the passing and the swapping of prisoners, and all the lies, frankly, that we're being told, let's see what Iran actually has to say about this deal. Let's play track four. This is a nice track that tells you exactly how the Iranians feel about the whole deal.
Iran's state-run media reported Wednesday that senior Iranian officials are accusing the Obama administration of lying about the landmark nuclear agreement in order to calm Congress and the Zionist lobbies. One of the Iran nuclear negotiators said in an interview with state-run radio, the remarks by Western officials are ambiguous comments which are merely uttered for domestic use, and therefore we should say that there is no ambiguity in this agreement. The Fars News Agency wrote that the Director General for Political Affairs at the Iranian Foreign Ministry also downplayed the significance of the recent comments made by the U.S. officials on the nuclear agreement.
All right. So, Iran's saying our own government's lying. At what point do we, as Americans, as voters, finally realize? I mean, I think Obama's still running like a 48% approval rating. I don't know who the 48% are that aren't watching the news, that aren't paying attention, but I think you people need to. You've been lied to for 7.5 years now by this Barack Obama. You've been lied to by everybody in his administration. And still, it never seems to catch any traction from the media that Valerie Jarrett, his right-hand gal, his senior, most senior advisor, was born in Iran. This should not surprise anybody. It really shouldn't. I'm just, it's crazy. This, you know, what does Matt call it on his show? The insanity of American politics. It is insane. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Well, it wouldn't be a show, wouldn't be complete. Let's move on because I want to talk about a little bit about Hillary. If you've been listening to John DeNova and any of the other pundits running around out there, that these latest emails from Hillary Clinton, the document dumps that we're getting on Friday nights, she could be indicted within the next 60 days. Now, I'm kind of hoping that as well, because what they're saying is I guess the people in the FBI are so angry that there hasn't been an indictment yet because the evidence is just piling up. It's piling up and piling up. I mean, they're talking this week, they talked about demoting retroactively General David Petraeus, taking one of his stars away because he released some information to the lady that wrote his autobiography, right? So they demote him. That's why he kind of got drummed out. He's out, and now they're punishing him further, probably punishing him because he may have said something or this is a threat to not say anymore. But that was just to one person. Now, Hillary's got stuff all over the internet now. Let's go with track, let me think for a minute here. Let's go with track five. This is Robert Gates being talked to by Hugh Hewitt and about whether or not Hillary's private server could have been hacked.
Well, given the fact that the Pentagon acknowledges that they get attacked about 100,000 times a day, I think the odds are pretty high.
And so if they had real-time access to her server, would that have compromised national security?
Well, again, it would depend entirely on what she put on there.
Well, we know she put everything on there. She wasn't using a State Department server. She was using this private server. And there's no way, if they can hack into the various government agencies they've been able to hack into, you don't think they could hack into Hillary's private server? Now, just the stuff that we've been getting released from the State Department at this point doesn't include what the FBI now has on her server, because they've managed to recover everything that she wiped out. Remember, she wiped out the 30,000 emails, which in itself is just flat out wrong. They have that information. And word is out of the FBI, according to DeGenova, that if Janet Lynch does not put in an indictment, you're going to see a lot of resignations in the FBI, and you're going to see a lot of leaked information coming out that's going to embarrass not only Janet Lynch, but the entire Obama administration. And this is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping Barack, in order to protect his own legacy, is going to say, throw Hillary to the wolves. She did wrong. Let her deal up with the mess that she's made and let her clean it up. And which, oddly enough, you would think that would stop her from running for president. Maybe it would. I don't know that I'm not a lawyer. But there was a poll out not too long ago that said 55% of Democrats would still vote for her even if she was indicted. What the heck is wrong with us, America? This woman's been lying to us for decades. She was thrown off the Watergate investigation for lying. This is something she does. It's instinctual for her. It's she's done it her entire life, and yet we're actually considering letting her be president of the United States.
No, not again.
No. We're actually considering putting her as a president of the United States. I mean, she's still leading, not in New Hampshire and Iowa, but probably all the other states in the country. She's still beating Bernie Sanders. I mean, not that you have a lot of choice. I'm going to pick a liar or the socialist. I don't know. What's your choice? The fact that Democrats have come down to that choice is amazing to me. Well, let's hear what Rudy Giuliani has to say in these closing minutes here. Rudy's got a little opinion on Hillary's possible indictment. Let's play track six, Derek, for the show.
I don't know how you avoid it. I mean, tell me how you avoid it. I mean, she
politics. That's
she,
how.
Gay Sean Hannity publishes them all the time. 13 violations of federal law that she arguably committed. This is about as clear as it gets. It is a crime to negligently handle top secret material.
Yep. Well, she also signed a non-disclosure agreement, as did General Petraeus, that they would keep secure sensitive classified information, and they failed
She obviously didn't do that, and she's misrepresented about it. She's lied about it. She said she had no top secret material. It was because absurd. How could the Secretary of State not have top secret material? And finally, she destroyed 34,000 emails. Do you know what I argue as a prosecutor in court? That's evidence of a guilty knowledge.
All right. Well, there you go. Guilty knowledge. That explains Hillary Clinton up in two words, right? Okay, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Be aware of the news you need to know and share it out there on Facebook and Twitter. See you next week.